Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, today's daf is daf Kuf Yud Dalid, second line from the top. Iboilehu, Maushi Yisadru Bibal Choyv. What is this Yisadru? We spoke about this already yesterday to some extent, both on the Omid Aleph and on the Omid Beis, and we explained that if Chas Shalom a Loive is not able to go and pay in full his debts, then the Bezin has to be Mesader. And the Gemara gave examples of noisen mita umita umatza li osher, mita umita umapitz li oni. We all spoke at the bottom about the fact that, except for these four great giants that hold that Kol Yisrael b'nei Melachim Heim, another way to be able to go and pay off some of the debt would be to go and sell an expensive item and then purchase for that individual a less expensive item and take the differential and pay off the malach. But as you recall, Reb Shimon Gamliel, Reb Shimon, Reb Akiva, and Reb Shmuel disagreed and said you can't do something like that. So that was a machlokes that we had on the bottom of the yam. But anyway, we have come across, therefore, this concept of Yisadru, so much so that it was a deferish of Braisa. If you go back five lines back on Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, five lines before the wide lines, the Gemara re-quoted the Mishnah, Ela Ema, Kiderach Shemesadrin, Be'erchen Kach Mesadrin B'balchoy. We already have this concept of Mesadrin by Erchen. Where do we have it by Erchen? In the parsha of
Gizot.
As you all know, in the parsha of Erchen it says that depending on who the Ne'erach is, whether it's a man or a lady, and depending on the age, it's up to 6 months, up to 5 years, up to 20 years, 60 years. As you'll recall, it says in the Torah, the various different rates and brackets. So the maximum that one can go and pay is 50, if one says, Erech Ploini Alai, for instance, and he's 35, 40 within the main bracket, then and it's a man, then you have to pay 50 shkolim. What happens after the day of reckoning, the Gaba says, the Gizra for the Beis HaMikdash knew where the 50 shkolim. I'm sorry, I don't have the 50 shkolim. So what happens then? So then there's a posik that says, if you go to here on page Kuf, not page, on Daf Kuf Yadalit, in our Gemara it's number 2, and many other Gemaras would be Beis, in the Torah Or HaShalim, the Machumi Erkecha, he cannot pay, he's too impoverished, he's too poor. The middle of the Akoyin, stand them up before the Koyin. The Herach Oisei Akoyin, the Koyin has to do an appraisal, not only of the individual, but of his bank account, of his assets. Al Pia Shetasik Yad Hanoide Yarechen Akoyin. Depending on what his means are to be able to fulfill that Erchen, that Nader of Erchen, the Koyin is going to say, instead of paying 50, you only have to pay 20. You only have to pay 15, whatever the guy can afford, based on the assessment and appraisal of the Koyin. Okay. So this concept of Mesadrin Be'erchen says Befeirish in Torah. The question is, do we extend it also to a regular Baal Choyv Malva Loive situation? So the price already said Kederesh Mesadrin Be'erchen Kach Mesadrin Baal Choyv. Now our Gemara asks it as if it's a brand new question, and the Ramban and Ran both say, we find this from time to time in the Gemara, that after the Gemara has already told us the halacha, and then says, what's the halacha? Because what the Gemara wants to say is the braisa that we quoted yesterday, is that takel halacha? Or that's just the view of a particular man d'amar? So now we're trying to get a consensus. What do the B'nai HaYeshiva, what do the Amiroim, what do they all hold in this halacha? Do we say this, that you give the mita umita umapot or not? What's the shayla? Mi gomar micha micha mi erchen. Oy boy. The posik of erchen we already said. It says in the posik, the mach umi erkecha. Mach. Mach is the Russian of being poor. That's by erchen. When it comes to mal v'loy, this is Rashi on the third line. V'chi yomuch ochicha umata yodoy imach. So it says yomuch ochicha. We're talking about, unfortunately, a person who has gone down in terms of his finances, and he's taking halva. And the pasuk says, "V'chayichicha imach," you have to help him out when he's under financial distress. So there it says a lashon of micha v'yemachu. Here it says v'chi yamach achicha. Faitimara, do we learn micha micha? What does it mean? Do we learn it? Do we have a Kabbalah? Ein odam goyzer doyrish gzeirish shav me'atzma. You can't make your own gzeirish shavus, because if you can make your own gzeirish shavus, the whole Torah would be one large chulav. How many times does it say in the Torah, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimor? Countless times. Maybe 50, maybe 100, maybe 200. Count them up. Each one of them tells us a different Amira, a different Dibur that Kodesh Baruch Hu said. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimor. Repeat the Klai Yisrael. One talks about Inyan Shratzen. One talks about Shabbos. One talks about eating Chazer. One talks about Erde. One talks about Hilchas Maminis. Etc., etc. So you're going to say, well, they're all the same. Here's Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimor. Here, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimor. They're all the same. And of course, that's not the case. So if you want to make Gzeirah Shavah, you have to have a Kabbalah. So the Gemara wants to know, did the Bnei Yeshiva feel, yeah, there's such a Gzeirah Shavah, and there's a Din of Masadun or not? It's Toshimah. The Shalach Ravin Be'igrasay, Ravin sent out a letter. Dovah says, Sha'alti L'chol Rabbeisai. The very question that we ask now, I've already posed in the past to my rebbes. However, they did not give me a tshuva if we have such a Kabbalah on the Gzeirah Shavah, Micha Micha, or not. However, but there was another related shaila which I posed. What's the din if a person says Mana Lebedek Kabayis? In other words, this is very, very similar to the case of Erechim. Just in the case of Erechim, the person said, Erech Ploini Olai, and then we have to figure out what does that mean in practical terms, in terms of the age and the gender of the Ne'erach or the Ne'ereches. But once we know that, then he owes whatever the Torah says. Put that aside for a moment. What happens if a person stam made a neder? He says, I love the Rabbi Nishul Olam. I want to give, and I pledge to give, Har Yolai, a manu lebedek habayis. And then the Gizbar hears that, puts it down on his records, comes by a week later, knocks on the guy's door, I heard that you pledged a manu lebedek habayis, when are you going to pay? He says, you know, after that I realize I don't have a mana to my name. What do we do? Do we say, well, you got to sell all of your assets, whatever you got, even to your last mita or mappets or whatever, to make good on your pledge, or borrow the money, or work overtime, or whatever? Or do we say the same thing? And just like by Erechid, you have this hasogas yad, fia al pia asher tasig yad had noider rechenu akayin. We say the same thing applies to a person who's menader a neighbor of Erechid.
Didn't we learn in the Dharm that after Nader, if you could get a few chachamim to be made for the Nader, so
matir
the Nader, so could that apply here, or if it's for Bedek Abayit, it can never?
I think the answer is one can be matir Nader. However, the more wants to know, the person says, I don't want to be matir Nader, I made a Nader, I don't believe in being matir Nader, I want to fulfill it. So does he have to fulfill it by fully fulfilling it? Or if he's not able to financially, can he fulfill it by the discounted amount? So we have a machloikis here. Rabbi Yanka Mishmei de Barpada, Rabbi Yirmi Mishmei de Ilfa Amri, Kal Vachoyim mi Balchoyv. We're going to bring a raya from Balchoyv. Umada Balchoyv Shem Machzirin, Ein Mesakin. Heidish Ein Machzirin, Ein Adin She Ein Mesakin. Umada Balchoyv, that's our case, Ein Malden Leibel. Shem Machzirin. Machzirin means what we learned about yesterday, that it says that every single morning and every single evening, the person has to go and return the kar or the machresha or the ksus yoim or the ksus laila to the individual. We have over here, for instance, in number one in the Torah Ora Shalom or Ois Aleph, Hoshiv Toshiv Loi Eso Avoit Kivoy Hashemesh Beshacha Besalmosei Uberechekam. Every evening when the sun is about to set, return to him his salma, return to him his pajamas, so he'll be able to go and wear them at night. And Uverachak, he's going to bench you, L'chatiyat Tzedaka. And then the next morning, you'll come and pick it up again, and you'll return to him his daily wear. So there's a mitzvah machzir. That's a definition to him. But Ein Mesadr, we don't find it's a din of being Mesadr. Oh, so you see already this one, the Yama holds the Gabi Balchoy, that Ein Mesadr. So we were poishit so far on one side our questioning body with Maishi Sada Balkhaib. Obviously this Mandiyama says Ein Masad. Oh, so that's the first part of the Kalkhaib. Hegdish Ein Masin, we don't find by Hegdish any such Indian. In other words, the Gizbar comes to a person, knocks on the door. Can you go and pay off your pledge? I can't, but I'll give you a mashkin in the meantime. It doesn't say anything about bringing the mashkin every morning and every evening, bring it back to him, one pair of clothing or a car or machresha, bring him back his pillow at night, bring him back his plow in the morning. It doesn't say anything about that in the Torah, only find it by the Baal Chayim. Say the din she masad, she ain masad. So chavad and avad, and kal b'chayim, no din of sidur, legabe hilchoyz, mona leberek abayis. Rabbi Yochanan, just the opposite. Neither be erkecha. The Torah used the expression neither be erkecha. Why does the Torah put those two words together? If you look at the Rashi, parallel, ish kiyafli neither be erkecha nefoshes la Hashem. It's an interesting lashon. Neither be erkecha. So there's a hekish from neither to erchen, erchen to neither. Ma erchen mesadin av hegdish mesadin. Just like the erchen, we have the sidur that we already learned from the pasuk. Days of passing number two. So just like by Erchim, you misad by Hegdish, also misad. So we've now answered our shayli. Boilu maishi esadru. It's a machloikis. Machloikis these amiroim. Yaakov shmei bar pada. The yirmi shmei der ilva and Reb Yechon.
It seems from my question yesterday, is Erechen open to a she'ela? Neder be'erkecha, the Lashon of Pasuk seems to
sound like
it. It should be.
Mm-hmm. You're saying makes right. It makes sense. The idach, what does the other man the Amr hold? In other words, now that I have this Pasuk of the Hekish, Hekish seems to be directly on point. So what is the first man the Amr, another the Yaakov Shmei the Barpada? What does he do with this? He, after all, he had his Kal V'chomer. Don't we have a Hekish that says that they're the same, the Mesadrin? The either Chai learned the Hekish for something else. How the Nidon Mechvoidu the Asif? Tell them a different halacha. What different halacha? My Erichin did Nidon Mechvoidu Af Hegdish Nidon Mechvoidu. What does that mean, Nidon Mechvoidu? So Rashi says, what happens if instead of saying, Erich Ploini Alai, I'm looking at Ploini. Ploini is Mr. Yankel Smith. Instead of saying the Erich of that Yankel Smith, I said the Erech of Yankel Smith's heart, or his lungs, or his liver. I said the Erech of that alive. Most of us would look at him and say, it's ridiculous. You don't make an Erech of an Eder, of a body part. You make an Erech of a person, a point. Says the Gemara in Masechtas Erechin, that if in fact, if a person did that, if it's an Eiver Shehaneshama Tuluya Boy, that means it is such a vital organ of the body that without it, or if it's disease, the person is a goner. Ah, if you say Erech on that person's liver, heart, lungs, whatever, the Erech is a good Erech, it's totally valid. It's a strange way of expressing yourself, but it's valid, and you're Mechuyev to pay the Erech. It's a very much a Lashon Mishnah. Exactly that. However, what happens if the person says Erech the other guy's arm or leg or leg? Obviously, it's an essential part of a person's body, but however, it's not
vital.
Not as vital as anything else. Meaning, if God forbid, if a person has an arm or leg amputated, we all know and we've all seen people nebuch without limbs, and they can live a full life. So they have their difficulties. We all have our tests that we have to try to surmount. This person, perhaps his tests are greater than others. However, if you would go and say that person Erech, that person's arm, a leg, Gunish, the Erechin is not valid. It says the Gemara, we learned that that's the din of Mar Erechin Shein Mach. Where we up to? Nochmo, the Erech Alun Nid Mechvoidi Hu Diyasa. Ma Erechin Nid Mechvoidi, Nid Mechvoidi means that if it's a Bekovedic type of Aver in the body, then there's a din of Erechin. Now, what does that mean? If you're makdish somebody's aver, so let's take a look at the Rashi. Rashi in the middle of the oven. Ahul nidum chvoida. See, smack in the middle of the oven.
I thought kvodo meant like the kove, the liver.
Okay, we'll soon find out. Ahul nidum chvoida is Rashi. Hekish nid la erchen lahochi yosef. Shim omar demei libi. Oy roishi. Oy kvedi olai. No, you send the may kulot. If you say the may meaning the value of it. Avim Omar al Eber Shein Neshamatul Yibay. Dom of Alai. if he says it's may, my arm or my leg, then you don't go and say the entire person. You don't say noisin to make kulay, but rather what do you say? Shaman uisai ki evident nim kabashuk kamushava biyada kamushava belayada. Remember, when it comes to, we're not talking about erchin now, we're talking about the gabinetin of saying demei olai, or demei roishi, or demei yodi, or demei ragli, etc. That's why I needed to learn one from the other, because gabi erchin siv, erchachon nefashos, im amma erich evesh and neshama tluya by olai, noisin demei kulai. Erich libi, erich kvevi. The Imam Erech Yodi Olai, the Imam Klum Garnish, Shein Erech Kosev El Lenefesh. What is this lotion of Kavoy? Sakrashi Nidim Chvoydei, Ho Eiver Nidim Lefi Chvoydei, according to the honor of this Eiver within the body structure. Shemen Shomet Luyabai, Noisin Demei Kulai. If it's a Bakovadika Eiver, such as the head, or the heart, or the liver, for instance, all the other Eivorim in the body realize that those are the main guys, and we're just accessory actors. We just are...
Peripheral?
Almost, yeah, exactly. We are also, obviously, needed for the body to function properly, but we're not needed for the body to live. A body can live without particular Eivorim. You can have a person without, chas v'shalom, an arm, a leg, fingers, whatever. It's a difficult life, but a person can live and survive and thrive. Mashain Kane, a person without a heart, if he doesn't get a heart transplant, it's just not going to work. This person, unfortunately, is a god. Aha. So, at Sokti Yomara, everybody agrees to the Hekish. Question is, what do you learn from the Hekish? Rabbi Yochanan says, I learned from the Hekish, just like the Erechim Mesadrin, of Hekish Mesadrin. What does the first man Yom do with Hekish? Sokti, I learned how to Nidan Mechvoy the Yehudiyasa. To go and tell us this thing that Demei Olai is like Erki Olai. It's not exactly the same. Because by Erech we said, if you say an Erech of an Evesh, Erech Shamat Luya Boy, that's worthless, that's Gurish. An Erech of a Yad, Erech of a regular thing. But if you say Demei Yodi, Demei Ragli, then it's worth something. It's not Demei Kuloi, but whatever the person is, sold Bashuk with or without an Erech. There's one question that overrides this Gemara, and that is, we have a general rule of Ein Hekish Lemechza. Once you're learning a Hekish, you learn it across the board, back and forth. Why is the Gemara saying we're only learning for this Halacha and not for the other Halacha? Well, this is not my Kasha. That's the long Tosis, starting 4 or 5 lines from the top of the Amid. Im Toimar Mikol Mokim. Even though we're learning Bechvoidai, Nelef Nami Bekesh the Mesadim, Ein Hekish Lemechza. When you're making a Hekish, a Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't stop in the middle and say, okay, only learn it for the halacha of Nerach or Nidan Bechvoidai, and not learn Mesadrin, or only learn Mesadrin and not Nidan Bechvoidai, so learn both. So Tosis has, as you can see, a lengthy discussion, but Tosis says, very interestingly, if you look about halfway down the Tosis, the Tzarech Loim, at the beginning of the line, Svara, Kal Bechoyim Mevat El Hekesha, Kivishnucha Lahamada Hekesha L'Dover Acher. What Tosis is saying is, remember that we have both a Kal Vachoyme here and we have a Hekish, meaning that Barpada, wasn't only Barpada, it was Rabbi Yaakov, Shmeide Barpada, so we have a Kal Vachoyme Baal Chayme, Ma, the Bachoyme Shemachzirin, Ein Sadrin, Hekish Shemachzirin, Ein Shem Esadrin. Yeah, but don't we have a Hekish that we learn, Neide B'Erkecha, just like the Erech, there's a Seder, here too, it should be a Seder. You're right, but since I have 2 drushes from that Hekish, that drush, plus the other Hekish, which is Nidan Bechvoidai. And I have a counterbalance of a Kal Bechoyme that says, no, don't learn the Hekish, because Ein Mesadrin. Yeah, but he can't go and knock out the Hekish altogether. You're right, we're not going to knock out the Hekish altogether. The Kal Bechoyme will tell us the din of the Gabi Mesadrin, Ein Mesadrin, and the Hekish will tell us the din of the Gabi Nidan Bechvoidai or Ein Nidan Bechvoidai. Why do we choose one over the other? Because the Kal Bechoyme only addresses one part of the Hekish. What part? That's the Mesadrin part. Normally, I would say, Ein Hekish Lemechza, and learn it across the board. Both for the din of Nidan Bechvoidai and for the din of Mesadrin, comes the Gemara to say, because I have a Kal Bechoyme, I'm going to knock out the Hekish vis-a-vis the Mesadrin, but I'll keep it, I'll retain it, the Gabi, the second halacha of Nidan Bechvoidai. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. So what have we established so far? We have answered our initial question for the day, that the Shaila of Sidr Lebal Choyv, in fact, is a machloikis between these Amoyvarim. Frank Timura, the Yisadru Lebal Choyv, Kal V'Choyv and the Erechim. You started off the initial Kal V'Choyv, which was said by Rabbi Akish, made of our pocket. What was the Kal V'Choyv? Matach by Bal Choyv, Machzirin. But Ein Mesadrin, says Timura, who says? Maybe Bal Choyv, you should go and say Taka, Mesadrin. The Yisadru Lebal Choyv, Kal V'Choyv and the Erechim. What's the Kal V'Choyv? The person says, Erech Ploini Olai. And now he has to pay 50 shkolim. And the Gizbar said, no, where's the 50 shkolim? I don't have it. Okay, I'll give you 30 days. In the meantime, give me a mashkin. One mashkin, my kar, my machresha, my ksusyoi, my ksuslaila. What's the din? Does the Gizbar have to return it every morning, every evening? No. The Torah doesn't. If he wants to be a nice guy, fine. But the Torah doesn't require it. But the Torah does require sidur. That's the pasuk v'mochi mi'erkecha, v'herach oisi ha'koyin al pitasik yad, etc. So is the chabba, is it din of mesadim? Bal choyv shemachzir, bal choyv, it says b'cheirish in the Torah that you have to go and return it every morning, every night. Hashav toshav lo yesan, or avoit, kivoy ha'shemesh, etc. So madach v'gabe bal choyv shemachzir, and din shem mesadim. We should say for sure that you're mesader. And if that's the case, if we were doing this Kal V'Chomer, then we would no longer have the earlier Kal V'Chomer of Bal Choyv to the din of Hegdish to go and say that Ein Mesad. If I can't, we would say Yom Mesad. Amar Kra. The Pasuk says, V'moch, Hu Me'erkecha, Hu V'loi Bal Choyv. So Gemara is using the very same Pasuk that we used before, but instead of focusing on Micha V'Tzeir Shabbat, the Torah, the Gemara now is focusing on the word who. She says, V'yemach, who me'erkecha. Now the question is, who are we talking about? Of course we're talking about the ma'arich that he cannot afford. So why does he have to say, V'yemach, who me'erkecha? V'yem ha'marich mach. V'yemach ha'marich. What's the who me'erkecha? Tashimor, who me'erkecha, who v'loi balchoy. When is there a din of misadrin? By erechid, not by balchoy. So therefore, that's why we're not learning the Kal V'Chomer from Erechim, because the Torah says, don't learn this Kal V'Chomer. I am a miut. Who?
I'm sorry, could you repeat what the takeaway is from the who?
At this point, the takeaway from the who is that the Torah is saying, only who and nobody else. Bear in mind, it's a who, hey, vav, aleph, and not W-H-O.
Right, so who is this pronoun referring to?
It's referring to the Ma'arich. The Ma'arich is the one that said, Erech Ploini Olai. He normally would have to go and pay in accordance with the rates set forth in the Torah. Unfortunately, the Kohen comes to his house, opens the door, and sees that he's an Oni Ve'evyo. He only has three broken chairs in his dining room, and that the mita is also falling apart. He looks in the refrigerator, it's totally empty, there's nothing there. Very sorry situation. So, Jumein Erech, what are we going to do? Well, I do have this, and I do have that, and I do have a couple of dollars in my bank account, and I'm expecting to go and get some money in there. Whatever. So the Kohen is going to figure out his financial situation. Based on that, say, you don't have to pay 50, you have to pay 10, you have to pay 20. That's a din by erech. So I wanted to apply this based on a Kal V'Chomer and stretch it and expand it, not only by erech, but the same thing should apply to a regular malve v'loive. Says Gemara, that's why the Torah says Yimach Hu Me'erkecha. If the Marach Hu, that fellow, if he is Mach, he is poor, he cannot afford to pay the full rate set forth in the Torah, then Beherach Oisi HaKoyin and Kvi Asher Al Pi Asher Tas Yana Noi Me'erkecha. The Koyin will make a Sidur, will figure out what's the appropriate payment that he has to make. We don't extend this or export this to Halacha of a regular Bal Choy. It says Mach Hu. Only him, only the Marech, and nobody else. Okay? Getting back to Agabar. V'idach. What does he do with the word who? V'idach hai at yehima makusa mitchilosa v'ad soifa. He learns that the word who is like b'havyosa yehei, that he has to be makusa, he has to be poor from day one till day 100. What do you mean day one and day 100? Says Rashi. What happens if initially when the person made the Erech, he unfortunately was poor? When the Kohen comes to him, he's never poor. And, you know, right, Rashi says the other way around. The Hesher Kohen should be Chakar. Look at the Rashi. Hi. Hi is the second white line all the way down below the Rashi. Hi. Hi. Who? Tichsib Be'erechim Dorishle. Hachib Makusa. Makusa means in his poverty. But Chilos Vatsoifer, that one. Shibherech Atzmoy Oni. When he was first Marech, he was an Oni. The Hesher Kohen Shericha Kohen. Kohen is coming over. Before the Kohen had his ability, he was able to come over. Baruch Hashem, he won the lottery. He didn't expect it, but he did. And now Baruch Hashem, he is funded. We don't say, well, since at the time of the Erechin, everybody confirmed that he was the poorest person in the land. But Baruch Hashem now, he won the lottery. And he has to go and give according to the Erechin of an Usher.
That seems so obvious. Why do we need to learn that? I mean, if someone borrows money, pledges money, mm-hmm. and at the time he doesn't have the funds, and he can afford it when the bill comes due, mm-hmm. of course he pays. Why is this is so simple? Why is this a limud?
It could be that it works the other way around too. In other words, he starts off that he was an usher bishas. He was a person that was
marich,
a means, and then unfortunately by the time the Kohen, he had a reversal of fortunes. So the din that we're talking about is he gets the benefit of the hasogis yad, of getting the reduced amount, if it goes from the beginning to end. I mean, it's chelos v'yatzayf. Zok t'imara, v'yachziru behegnishka v'choy mi'bal choyv. So now the Gemara puts the sadrin on the side, and let's talk about the din of chazara. Chazara of having to returning the avoid, the mashkin at night, in the morning, the kar, the machresha, like we spoke about before. Why don't we say by hegdish also? That if the gizbar took a mashkin and said, okay, I'll give you a 30-day extension, I'll come back and be funding your mashkin. Why don't we say the gizbar has to bring it back every morning, every evening, like we say by the bal choy? That takatru, it doesn't say the fetish in the Torah by hegdish. Well, it's on the kam choyne. Mi bal choy? Ma the bal choy she'in masadin. By bal choy, we just concluded that there is no requirement of cedar according to this bandiyama for sure. Why is it no din of cedar? Because it says, who? Only by the Erechin and not by the Bachoyf. Say, Mesadrin Bachoyf. But Machzi, the Torah says, you have to be Machzi. Hegdish and Mesadrin, like we said, that the Mochum Yerkecha, the Koyin is Mesadrin. Hegdish and Machzi, it should be certainly a din that the Gizmah should have to be Machzi every evening and every morning. Omakra, about that it says in the Pasik, Vishacha Besalmosoi Uve Rachecha, that the recipient of this beneficence, meaning the Malva, who's being so nice to the loyva, that every single day he makes a trip to the loyva in the morning, in the evening, to give him back in the morning his makresha, to give him back his business overalls or business suit in the morning. And every night when he goes and gives him back his car, he gives him back his pajamas, etc. The Torah says, Uverachekah, the loyva is going to bless you. Kibenchel zayin de malva. I know I didn't pay my choyf, I know the nebuchai. I feel bad. I borrowed $100 and I can't give it back. But look, every single day he makes the trip back and forth. He gives it to me. Uberachaka, he's going to give you a grace of bracha. Masha'enting, yotze hegnish enter of bracha. The gizbar is going to go back and forth every single day and give him back his pajamas or whatever it is. He doesn't need a bracha because hegdish symbolizes the Rabbeinu Shalom and Rabbeinu Shalom's possessions. Rabbeinu Shalom doesn't need your bracha. And therefore, that's why the Torah is going and saying only the Malav Aloiva and not the Gizbar of Hekish. Frank Timura, really, that's what you say? The Boy Yishlom doesn't need our brachas. The Boy Yishlom wants it every single time we wash that we should bench. Why does Hashem need our brachas? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is blessed without us giving him a bracha. That's what the Boy Yishlom wants us to do, to acknowledge our gratitude. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of our bracha. So in Bezoi, express your gratitude to the Gizbar and say, Gizbar, you and Hegdish and Mitzvigdish and Rabbanish, you're the best. Elo Makra, Ulachatia Tzedaka, the same passage that we were reading until now. Hoshit Toshit Loi Eso Avoy Kivoy Hashemesh, Mishacha Visalmosi Uberachek, he'll give you a brach. Ulachatia Tzedaka of Neashem Lekecha, you, the Malve, what you did is considered to be like giving charity. by bringing, even though it's not your object, these pajamas don't belong to you, it belongs to the loiva. But this is considered to be like a tzedakah, it's not. Misha tzorach tzedakah. That's the hegdish ain't tzorach tzedakah. By hegdish, the concept of the hegdish needs tzedakah. Of course, the hegdish.
And a nias b'machem ashiris.
Oh, it doesn't. Good. So now the Gemara tells us a fascinating story. Ashkechei Rabba bar Avua le'eliyo. Rabba Avua met Eliyo Hanavi. The koyim beisak foris. He's standing in a cemetery. Shul oyv dekachom. A Gentile cemetery.
Why?
Why is he standing there?
Yeah.
Why not?
It's an unusual detail that the Gemara is providing. Usually, the Gemara doesn't say something without a purpose. They don't waste words.
100% right. Is Eliyahu Navi
a koyin?
Is he a koyin or Levi Yisrael?
He's a koyin.
How do you know he's a koyin?
Because we say from he's from Pinchas.
From Pinchas. So how's he standing inside?
They're not a tamabohel.
Okay. So this discussion we've just had now the last 10 seconds is going to be on the Amid base, and now you see why it Gemara brings these relevant details, seemingly irrelevant, but to tell us Allah. We'll see Mitchum the Amid base. Amalek. So Rav Bar Avua, he met Eliyahu. So what do you think they're going to talk about? Politics, about Biden and Trump, about the Yankees and the Mets. Homalei Maushi is Adam Balchoy. He told me today's daf kuf yedal and bavatzia. We have the Shaila. Eliyonavi, what do they say up in Shemai? Not tell you Labba Shemai me, but we are now down here. What's the loch? Maushi is Adam Balchoy. Homalei Gomar, Micha Micha Me Erechid. Oh, that's how we started off today's Gemara. Do we learn Micha Micha or not? Yeah, we learn Micha Micha.
So if you would have met him earlier, we could have saved ourselves.
A page of learning.
Yeah.
Saved in terms of time, but we would have been deprived. So more, we would have been deprived because we wouldn't have had the opportunity to learn so much Torah.
Well, we said this is the best course of Akur.
Exactly, of
Akur. They're not Matam.
Exactly.
We're talking about O-hel, that. But not Matam.
So that's okay then the coin standing there.
Okay, so
let's wait until we get to
the Yom.
Yeah, let's okay, we can get to it. Yes. So, Omeli, Gomer, Micha, Micha, Miyachu. Gabi Erichin, Gabi Balchoyf, Siv, Vachiyom, Achachicha. The psukim that we quoted already before, and therefore, just like by Erichin says the Feirish, that the Immachu, Meyarkecha, Vherich, Oisi, Hakoyin, so here Yom, Achachicha, the same din of Sidur applies. Pray Timura. Not pray Timura. He, Rabbi Bar Avua, just struck 100. In other words, he just got a psak from Eliyahu Hanavi on this shayla. So he had another shayla. He asked, "Minayin li orum shelo yitroy? How do I know that a person who is not dressed that he should not give truma? Not that he should not give; it's not valid, or at least it's an isur to give truma under those circumstances. Just because it says in the pasuk, 'Vayira b'cha ervas davar.' So the word davar means." A dibur, v'lo yira b'cha, means you should not appear with an ervas, chas v'shalom, not properly clothed, when you're making the dibur to the Rabbeinu Shalayla. Now, what are we talking about? L'choira, you have a farmer, he has 100 bushels, he's putting aside 2 bushels for the kayin, and he says, harayin l'truma, or he puts it in the truma bin, or the truma cubbyhole. And then the kohen comes the same day, another day, and he hands it over to the kohen. What's wrong if he does this be'ervas davar? I'm not recommending that a person do it be'ervas davar, but what is the issur? What's the problem?
Make a bracha.
The problem is making a bracha, because he's saying Hashem's name. But the problem is, there's no bracha min ha-toira on truma. In fact, there are very few brachas min ha-toira.
The only one
is benching,
and
machloik is the gabi echaz ha-toira. We're talmid ha-chacham givaldi. But otherwise, all the other brachas are rabban. So it's a little bit difficult, our Gemara, that the Gemara is saying is, you know why you're not supposed to be toirim when you're not dressed? Because of the fact you're going to make a bracha. And the toirah says, there's no bracha in it. So let's look at the top rashi. Ervas davar. B'shor she'at medaber, that's the Lashon Dover at the end of the pasuk. Boy, lo yira b'cha ervas davar. At that time that you're talking about the truma, lo yira b'cha ervas davar. Shema mina, we learn from this, what we're learning really is not the din of truma. We're learning the din of you can't make a bracha because you're saying Hashem's name. You're making a dibur at the medaber. Boy, you're talking about a kaddish baruch hu. Yir b'cher v'stav. Metoyim boy bracha. When you give truma, you have to make a bracha. Hashem Hashem. So he says you want a litron to go and give the truma. Why the boy menel in toyim? Toyim really has nothing to do with truma per se. Any type of bracha when you're making a shahakol, when you're taking a drop of water. you have to be dressed properly. You can't go and do a mun chas v'sholom, you're not dressed. To awesome to that. The reason why, therefore, he asked Dafka Lagabi Toyin, because he was quoting a Mishnah Truma, as it says, Hein Magbiyan Truma Orum. So now he asked, tell your Navi, what's the makar? And he told him to this pasuk leader, Bukha Erbestav.
Could also be not just making the bracha, but if you say something, I raise that truma, and it's effective, and it's you're saying it's ineffective if you are not properly attired.
What you're saying makes sense, but that's not what Rashi says. Rashi says we learn from this. Shema mina ain't on the mevorach kishu orim. It should go and say Shema mina ain't on torah kishu orim.
Thank you.
And the whole problem with the Torah is because boy bracha is mashmid. If the Torah didn't require bracha, which mina Torah doesn't require bracha. Then you
maybe it does. It's just the nusach of the bracha was given over to the chazal.
Okay.
But maybe it does require.
And then in the future, when anybody asks, is there a bracha min atayr, you'll have to say not only benching and a machloik is the gabe the din of bichin atayr, but maybe the gabe truma too, even though I didn't find it anywhere.
All brachas are basically
all rabbanim except for
Since he had it, you should ask him.
Very good. I guess Elio had to run to a bris. But if you look at the Toys is down below, Toys down below is almost word for word Rashi. You see, Menayla Orem Shleikitroy says Rashi, says Toys, Havel Meim, that really the Gemara or Rabbi Rahuna should have said, Menayin Shleikitroy, to be sure, Shetoyra Mimenu, Einay Osur, Elibishas Bracha. There's really no problem with Truma per se in giving when your person is not dressed properly. We're not recommending it, but there's no issur involved. The issur is b'shas bracha. B'shas bracha is also as levarach yishu arim. And anokin haki. So why did he go and express himself? The arim shloy yitrim. It should be arim shloy yivarach. Okay, mishum the mishni arim lo yitrim. That same mishnah that Rashi was quoting.
But it says in the Kumbana, it's just for our shalim.
Yeah.
It's nothing to do with brachas there. It just says we have machanat kadosh.
Yeah, that the pasuk. You're right. That's why if we would say the finish of the pasuk, kishat mevarech la'ir b'cha ervas davar, then Rabbi Bar Huna would have that nothing to ask Elio. Take the finish. He said, based on this pasuk, we learn from it beyond the four corners of the pasuk, as you are referring to. And any time and every time a person says a davar,
maybe it's the minotaurah. One shouldn't be aroma. Maybe it's
that was the kabbalah the chachamim had. That's Elio Navi heard it from the Rebbeinu Shlomo himself. Okay. That's how you're supposed to understand the pasuk. Amalei. Okay, so now let's continue on. Now let's get back to the question that you focused on the Abed Aleph. Amalei. So Rabbi Rav Huna said, by the way, Elio, lav koyinu, mar, aren't you a koyin? So, ma le koyin bebeis akvaros. My time a koyin mar bebeis akvaros. I'm sure you heard the story of the Panovich Yeruv. No? Panovich Yeruv was a kohen. And in the beginning of the Medina, he wanted to collect funds to build up Panovich and to build up, Torah, etc. And so he was speaking to some of the Sari HaMamshola, I think it was Vahavtik, if I'm not mistaken, Shapiro, some of the from members there. And he said to them, no, the Medina has to do a lot to go and rebuild Torah after the terrible devastation of the Second World War. So what are your plans, Rob? My plan is to go and build this huge Panovich Yeshiva. Of course, they all laughed at him and thought he was delusional. And they said to him, Rob, Echolim, you're dreaming. He says, Echolim abich shlofnit. I'm talking dreaming, but I'm not sleeping. So that's a famous word of the Panovich Rav.
What does
he Echolim, abich shlofnit, but I'm not sleeping. I'm working on my dream.
Zorach Rahafnik said that? You discouraged him, really?
No, well, maybe I'm quoting the wrong person.
Just trying to be realistic.
But we haven't finished the story yet.
Yeah, okay.
So then he said to him, and how are you going to support the yeshiva? It's one thing going and, you'll get donors, you get the mashal or whatever to go and build it, but then you have to have a regular ongoing maintenance after all the talmidim and all the rest. So he said for that, one of the makaris is going to be, he's going to buy a large dunam of karka in Bnei Brak, and large enough to be a beis chayim, and each time chas v'shalom a person passes away, they have to obviously they have to go and pay for their plot, and then that will support the issue. So they say that they said to Panovich Yeruv, ma le koyin bebeis akvaros, you're a koyin and you're trying to support from a cemetery. So they borrowed that from Har Gemara. Anyway, so they say, my time.
Dr. L.A., who made a fortune by the support, people support us, and the years he was going, and they're filled up, and in a sense, we take care of them from cradle to grave.
Little, that was a very grave statement. Okay, anyway, so my time, according to Marbury, support us. I'm L.A., like Masni Mar Taharos, and Leo asked him rhetorically, "You, Rabbi Barhuda, didn't you learn Taharos? It's Anya." Reb Shimon Yechoy Yoimer, "Kibreim Shalavicham Ein Metamei." Shneim Avatei Tzoy Nitzoy Marisi Odom Atem Atem Kriyim Odom Ein Oivdikham Kriyim Odom. And when it comes to the din of Tumas Oil, Rashi says it says in the pasuk in Chukas, "Odom Ki Yomis Bo Oil." So here it says Odom. Odom has no definition. What means Odom, right? Odom Marishon. It's about and so you, Klal Yisrael, Tzoy Marisi, my beloved nation, my flock of Tzoy, my Shepselach. Odom Atem, Atem Kriyim Odom, the Einu Vicham Kriyim Odom. Therefore, they're not Metamed, but Oil only Metamed, but Makom Asa, like you said before. And that's the reason why, Rabbi Huna, I'm allowed to stand here in the Beisa Chaim Shel, or Beisa Kvore Shel Oivicham. This answers your question. Why did the Gemara tell us what seems to be an irrelevant detail? It's telling you halacha. And in fact, Eliyahu Navi paskin like the man diyomer that holds, even though I am to be a kohen, you're allowed to stand the basic chorus, shel oiv dekachom. So we asked him, didn't you learn taharis? Amalei, Rabbi Rav Huna told him, barba loy matzina. I can just barely get through learning 4 out of the 6. Shita Matzina, expect me to go and learn all 6 Shisha Sidra Mishnah. Which 4 did he learn?
Yeah.
Says Rashi, Moyed and Noshim and Nezikim, all of which are Negev Bismanazev, as well as Kodshim. The reason is because Rashi brings from another Chazal that when it comes to Kodshim, it says B'chol Mokay Mukter Mugash Lishmi. Like we say in the Kabbalas, for those that say Kabbalas every day, that Yerotzeg, this should be Vimkoim, as if I'm bringing this carpet. So there's a tremendous inyan even today to go and learn Kachim, because when you're learning Kachim, it's as if you're bringing the Kachim. So those are the 4 that I learned. But the other 2, which are Zeroyim and Taharis, are really not Negev. Not that it's not Negev at all. Of course, Zeroyim, you have Brochus, which is Negev every single day, multiple times. You have in Taharis, you have Masechtas Nida, which is Negev multiple times. However, you meant this to show how much you and the Torah are love each other, so that when you leave, you know, the Sefer felt so bad. Know that you were not there, so that's why it's full one.
114.1.
Okay, so the Gemara is happy. Chozer Ator Liyoshna, the crown has now returned to its spot. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, and that's the reason why, as he said, because I unfortunately have come, barely can I learn the 4. Ashita to want me to learn the other 2. Zeroy Mataharis, I can't. That's why I didn't know this halacha, said Rabbi Huna to Elio. Humble if I might.
Said, you know, if you look at Bashar Arias, there's quorum around.
Right.
And they said,
because the Melech Mashiach shouldn't be able to go to it.
Right, shouldn't be able to go. Eliyahu shouldn't be able to go. But they didn't know it's on the Thomas. So.
Exactly right. Humble if he told him, Vamai, why Taka don't you go and learn? You're saying, Arbole Matzina, Bashita Matzina. I have a difficult life. The Gemara doesn't go into the Dechikle Milzah. Presumably it means that he has difficulty in Parnasa, and therefore he can't learn all day for the next 100 years. He has to spend a lot of time tilling the soil in the field or the store or whatever, and he doesn't have enough time to be able to master all 6 Adar. And now the Gemara tells us another very fascinating facet, and that is, Elio Navi said, since we met anyway, Dabre means he spoke to him and schlepped him along, Ba'ayil Gan Eden, he took him with him to Gan Eden, only for a visit, as you'll see. Omalei, so now Eliyahu Navi said to Rabbi Huna, Shoit Klimach, go and take off your jacket, your shirt, your cloak, and Safi, Shkoil Mehani Tarfi, go and fill it up with these Tarfi. Tarfi means Bletlech are leaves from the Gan Eden, and take those along with you as kind of a present from Gan Eden, take it down below when you return. So he listened to him, Safa and Shokalitaka, filled up the pocket, so to speak, in this glima. He packaged it all together, and now he's about to, after he had a full tour, he's now about to leave the Ganeid. Kavanothik, as he's leaving, Shomatik Omer, he heard the guards who were standing outside Ganeid. See, he needs security guards up in Shemayim too. He heard the security guards that they said, Man ka ochali almay ka rabba baravua. Can you imagine? He said, Rabbi Arjuna?
Rabbi Arjuna.
I may have said Rabbi Arjuna a couple of times. Thank you. Okay, we're still friends. Anyway, so the Gemara says, Man kan ochali almay, who's going to get his. Excuse me. His schar down below on the Olam Hazeh by taking a portion from the Olam Haba, like Rabbi Baravua. In other words, he's going to go downstairs. He's already had his shir in Gan Eden after 120. He's going to come up and say, you already had your place in Gan Eden. You already took your schar and finished. When he heard that, Rabbi Baravua, Nofat, he took the same cloak, the same glima, and Shadinu, and he shuckled it out, and not to let even one blattle, even one leaf, leave with him. He left all the leaves inside in Gan Eden. Afilahochi, nevertheless, when he came down to this world, Asir the Glime, he went, opened up the Glime, and guess what? The Glime had absorbed a lot of the Reach of those leaves, and therefore Sochat Glima Recha, he was able to squeeze out from the Glima that Reach, to extract it, and Zavne, he was able to go and sell either the Glima, or maybe Sochat over here doesn't mean to squeeze it out, Sochat here means that it absorbed. Rashi says Nischat Reach Mitoch Alan Mitoch Talis Kolta Talisay Es Reach. So it means that the Alan, those leaves that had been there within the cloak for that short period of time, they got squeezed, if you will, and some of their Reach left the Alan, went into the Beged. Zavni, he was able to go and sell the Beged now. The tracer Alfei Dinri for 12,000 dinrim, which is a nice fortune. He didn't take it for himself. He went and divided it up to all of his Edomis. Edomis means all of his sons-in-law, so that they should be able to live, and they shouldn't have the same difficult life that he had, that struggle that he said, Lo Metzira, I can't learn. My Edomis, now you could all sit and learn, and learn Gishmak, without having to have any headaches or pirates.
Being a perfumer is really a Jewish trade.
It's better to be longer. And also tanners, but it's better to be a perfumer. Why did Eliyahu Navi tell him to take it then, if it was?
I don't know.
Okay.
He's want to give him exactly a taste of the world to come.
Archwell addresses your question.
What does the art school say?
Eliyahu had not intended for Rabbi Baruch Hu, but to take leaves out of thereby losing his reward in the world to come. Rather, Eliyahu wanted to comfort Rabbi Baruch Hu by having him hold the rewards he would receive in the future.
You want to comfort him? That he would have a big reward. That he's going to have a big reward then.
Right. So this is what, you know, this, even these little leagues are going to give you
an idea of what you're going to have.
Right, so don't worry. And okay. He said he gave it to his son-in-laws because they were not direct heirs. If he gave it to his sons, they still get the benefit, so he gave it to his son-in-laws.
Beautiful. Okay. Shkoyach.
Why didn't he give it to his sons? What's the problem?
Because then he would still have been a beneficiary.
I see.
The girls wouldn't get it.
His mother-in-law too.
That's already.
They should have consulted with you. There's a famous story in the 1920s where they had a trial. It was similar to the Dreyfus trial, but Dreyfus was earlier on. I forget the name of
the Bayless trial.
The Bayless trial.
It was before the First World War.
Okay, the Bayless trial. So maybe it was in the 20s. Whatever. Anyway, the bottom line is, this is one of those blood libels that you had throughout history. That this Bayless had stolen a Gentile child and checked it for the blood. He used the blood for matzahs, and of course the whole thing was baloney. But
unfortunately, was it
Tom
Boyle?
Sorry,
the child.
Not Tom Boyle. That's 100% right. Anyway, so there was the Jewish world got together to help out Bayless because they realized this whole thing is baloney, and also they didn't want Chas V'Shalom Mechil Hashem that then the government, the judge is going to decide against Bayless, they're going to kill him, and they're going to say all the Jews are to kill Gentile children for the blood and all that. So they prepared major lawyers on both sides, blah blah blah. So one of the defense lawyers said that he heard that one of the prosecuting lawyers is going to bring this Gemara to show that Jews consider Gentiles to be second or third rate in terms of human beings. Because our Gemara says, Adam Atem, you happen to be Adam. Atem Kriyam Adam, Ein Evi Chavim Kriyam Adam. He's saying that a Goy is not even called a Mensch, in other words, he's a Behema. That's the reason why the Jews go and slaughter these infants, these kids, because they figure they're not Adam anyway, so you can take the blood. And they said this Chas V'Shalom would be a major taina. How are we going to respond to this? So the lawyers, the defense lawyers, went and sent out letters to major rabbinic figures throughout the world, asking them, how are we going to deal with this argument? So most of them didn't know or didn't respond or whatever. However, Meir Shapiro, the famous Tafyoimi, was a brilliant person, he wrote back, he said, it's not a problem at all. What the Gemara's drasha is, that normally you find in the word in the Torah, ish, 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 he says to ishtoi, ish, ish. You have the word ish throughout the Torah. The word Adam is very uncommon. You find it, of course, by Adam Arisha, but normally not through the Torah. Usually referred to ish. What's the difference whether ish or Adam? Ish, there is a plural form. What's the plural form of ish? Anosh. There is no plural form for Adam. You don't say Adamim. There's only one Adam. Whether it's one Adam or 50 people, they're all just one. See, he said that the pshat in this pasuk is, there's a major difference between Gentiles and Jews. And that is, the unity and the friendship and the brotherhood that you find by Jews, you don't find anywhere else. If the person who had been, is now being prosecuted, his name was Achweiss, O'Hara, or something like that, you wouldn't find every Italian throughout the world saying to him and raising funds, yeah, O'Hara's Irish. I'm sorry. Yeah. Sorry, you're right, Irish, exactly. Or find another Italian name, Leonardo or something, whatever. You wouldn't find that the whole world would be an uproar and people's life. It's only because it happens to be this fellow Yankel Bailis, I don't know if his name was Yankel, whatever. That's the reason why, he said, that's what the pasuk is telling you. Atem kriyam adam, you, Klal Yisrael, you're like one individual with many hands, many legs, called different individual people. We're really all one body, we're all one adam. Ein ovicham kriyam adam, by ovicham they are called anoshim. They are called many different separate individuals, not that same bond of unity that you find among the Jewish people. And they said, wow, what a wonderful brush, and that they were able to go and knock out that argument by the prosecution. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, Tanurba. It says in the Pasuk Yemish, Ani hu lo yishkav ba avoytoy, if he's a poor guy, don't sleep in his avoyt, meaning in his mashkin, which Pashup Shah means in his pajamas. So Frey Timura, let's understand this literally. If it's a poor guy, don't use the pajamas. Or Arsha, but if it's a rich guy and he has such royal silk pajamas, Shachav, are you allowed to go and use it? What is the pasuk teaching you? Teaching you a lot. Avani, you're not allowed to go and use it. Says Rashi, this would be a form of ribis. And there's no mashkam to the surah over here. There's no nachyaisa over here. How can you go? He borrowed the money, he hasn't paid back. Well, in the meantime, I'm going to use your silk pajamas. You know, silk pajamas, they probably took pictures of him and it went viral or something. Anyway, but the point is, if the Yomara, if you harsh a shach, it might come, what's going on? Omer of Jesus, how he come? The prosik is pshat to the side. Vimish onihu loisishkav vavoite etzlecha. It doesn't mean loisishkav vavoite using his pajamas. Don't go to sleep with his avoit in your home. In other words, nebuchi at home. He's not wearing pajamas. He doesn't have pajamas to his name. Only the ones that you are holding as a mashkin. So you don't go to sleep with his pajamas in your house. Rather, run over to his house, knock on the door and say, Yankel, I forgot, here are your pajamas. For Asher, however, if the loiv happens to be a wealthy fellow, then shachem, you can go to sleep with his pajamas or with anything else that he's left with a mashkin with you in your home. You don't have to return it because, Baruch Hashem, he can afford other pajamas and he has other things.
Why is he not paying that with debt?
Because he's waiting for his CD to expire.
To mature.
Starts off with Malva, Einer Shoyle Mashkenoi. By the way, that's the way our Mishnah started off yesterday, also the same Russian. Hamalvas chaveroi, yimashchenenu. You can't go and take a mashchen.
Yeah. So the at time maturity.
We're talking maturity. Everything is time maturity. So far, we're going to talk about later on something else. Hamalvas chaveroi, enishol mashchenoi. You can't yourself. You want to get a mashchen? Call the shliach bezin. Can he go in? Can he not go in? That was the discussion. Exactly, the discussion we had yesterday. So hamalvas chaveroi, enishol mashchenoi. Veinechayim lahachsulai, and he doesn't have to give it back. Doesn't have. What's going on? You just said he has no right to take a mashkin, and now you're saying, and don't give it, he doesn't have the chiyuv to give it back. He had no right to take the mashkin in the first place. And there is a din of chazara by a malvu leiva. I don't understand what's going on. Vayu b'chol Hashem b'salolu. Vayu b'chol Hashem b'salolu means the various psukim that we had, that hashiv toshiv lo yesa avoyt, lo yisishka ba'avoytoy,
ha'bay
ha'shemesh tishivenu
lo. Five losases, manase.
Yeah, all those things that we talked about before. Zayinachayv l'hachzulay. Oyv b'chol Hashemus alol is going to be over on all of these shemus. So, right here, well, my comment, can you explain to me what this price means? Omer of Sheikh Zahok Kabbalah. We start again. Hamal v'schavir nesho the mashkin. V'mishkinoi. And if he did take a mashkin, chayv l'hachzer loy. So now we're making a major emendation of the price, because the price said, v'einachayv l'hachzer loy. And we're saying, no, if he took a mashkin, chayv l'hachzer loy. How did he take a mashkin? For instance, through a shliach bezdin. So he has that mashkin at home. Give it back every morning, every night, the Karim Machresha, the Ksus Yoim, etc. And if he doesn't, he'll be over. What is that going on? That's going on the Sefer, on the Chayv L'Hachzalai. Mister, make sure to go and give him back his Avoit every night and every morning. Hashem Tashem Le'ez Avoit. That's the first Pshat. Rava Omer Rava was not happy with that Pshat, says Rashi, because to go and say that the Braisi uses the term Eino Chayv L'Hachzalai, it really means chayv lahachzalai. That's difficult. So Rava Amar Hachikara. Hamal v'schabein rishoy lemashkinah. You're not allowed to go and take a mashkin on your own. V'im mishkinoy, if he didn't take a mashkin, for instance, through a shliach bezin, chayv lahachzalai. So far, the same as the Amar Rav Sheshes. However, v'med v'mamurim shemishkinoy shaloi b'shas alvasli. This whole discussion is talking in place. There got to be a mashkin after the expiration date, the maturity date of the loan, he hasn't paid. The bezin says, you owe him the money. In the meantime, you take that mashkin, a mashkin, shaloi b'shas alva osay, but rather at the time of collection, not at the time of the alva. What's the din? You're not going to be mashkin on your own, in Rishon and mashkin on. The mishkinoi chayv lahachzalai. Ava mishkinoi b'shas alva osay. What happens if he took a mashkin at the very outset of the loan? He took his gold watch, he took his cost, whatever it was. There is no din of having to do every night and every day and every day and every night. That is only when you're taking an avoit, bishas collection, not bishas the halva. Oh, so now we're very good. Back to the beginning of the braisa. It's true that Rava inserted a line or two of text, but now he continued on. That if it happens to be the type of loan which was not bishas halva, I'm sorry, the type of loan that was bishas halva, it was that type of mashkin, then ein echayim lahachzaloi. And Rashi says, even though he has to add a line of text or two to throw in b'med or moor, but he prefers doing that rather than just taking the price and saying, it says ein echayim, no, it's chayim lahachzaloi. So that's why he makes this greater degree of surgery. When it says in the price that you're oyver, it's a ratio, it's going on the ratio. The ratio we're talking about, mishkinoi shaloi b'shas halva osoi. Then there's the din of chazora every day, every night, the kar, the machresha that we spoke about. New price. Tony Rav Shem is becoming the Rav. Says in the price, Abba Yeshem et Yeshivenolai. Zuxus Laila. Hashiv toshav loy eso avoit, kibay Yeshemish, Zuxus Yoy. Now, the Gemara understands the word boy Hashemish to mean that until nightfall. Let's look at Rashi, Abay Yashemesh. See, right before the wide light. Abay Yashemesh Tishvenoloi. Mashma, Vaboyker Tishvenoloi, Vyehei Biyodoi Adboy Hashemesh, then Vyikachloi Mimeno. Or El Yitel, and he'll give it to him. So what does that mean? The person has Adboy Yashemesh Tishvenoloi. Mashma, Vaboyker Tishvenoloi. In the morning, go and return it to him. What do you return to him? You return to him his sus laila. Which literally means, in the morning, when everybody wakes up, he knocks on the door and says, oh, by the way, I have your pajamas. I'm giving you the excess light. And you can hold on to it for the rest of the day. Ad boya shemesh shiben alay. Until tonight. Because tonight, when it's going to be dark, you got to give me the pajamas back. Again, look at the Rashi. Mashal boikin to shiben alay. Return it to him in the morning. Vihei biyadoi. And the loyve can retain that item. Ad boya shemesh until nightfall, until sunset. And then he'll take him back. Zek is slightly referring to pajamas. The common part of the Gemara is going to ask the obvious question.
Right.
The Laila, Durila, the Yamama Lama.
The pajamas are daytime and even night. It doesn't stim.
Exactly. It doesn't stim. It says that you're supposed to give him back every morning the pajamas, and the Loivi can hold on to it until night, and night he has to give it back. You don't need the pajamas during the day, you need the pajamas at night. So Rashi already says the Gemara is going to ask that. Next blessing. Hoshiv Toshiv Loi Esu Avoit Kivoi Hashemesh. When it gets nighttime, well, your shemesh means that the shemesh is about to set. Hoshe Toshe, then give him back his mashkin. Which mashkin should give him? Zuk Sus Yoy. Give him back now his daily.
Same question.
Same question in reverse. Every night, give him back his daily wear, and every morning, give him his pajamas. Freit Yimar, Amalei, Dimamma Balei, Lamalei, Delei, Lamalei, Lamalei, Lamalei. You know, the whole thing is Ven Hapachal. Amalei, he said, Ismaya, should I go and delete? Should I push the delete button and remove this price? No. Hachikar. We're going to reinterpret and explain the brisa. Ad boya shemesh shiven loy zuksus yoim shenitna lach boil balayla. When we said the term ksus layla, we don't really mean pajamas. We mean ksus yoim. And the ksus yoim we're talking about is the type of clothing that you could take as a chavola, take as a mashkin balayla, because he doesn't need his suit and his tie and his shirt during the day. During the night. He only needs that during the day. Ah, so that's what we mean. In the first pasuk, Ad boya shenesh shiven alay, like Rashi said, Ba boyke to shiven alay. What should give him back? His ksus yoim. Why does the brisa refer to as ksus layla? Because that's the ksus that you'll be able to take as a mashkin malayla. You'll give it back to him for the entire day. Ad boya shemesh until it's shkia, it's seisak chavim. You'll come knocking on the door. He'll give it back to you. You'll hold on to the ksus yoim the entire Laila, and then you'll give it back to him the next morning. Make a switch, exactly, and you give him instead the okay, see, you know the Gemara very well. Okay. So Ad Boya Shemesh Yivla Negu Ksus Yoyim Shinit Lach Balayim Asha Tosh Leif Avoy Kvay Shemesh Ksus Laila Shinit Lach Boil Bayayim. So therefore, with this new interpretation, is no kasha, the pajamas he gets at night, the day where he gets during the day, and Sholem HaYisrael, we'll stop over here, Abba Yisai.
Have a good Shabbos.
Have a good Shabbos.